It's long been said that one man's freedom fighter is another's terrorist, and perhaps the most striking example of someone who illustrated that problem was Nelson Mandela, who refused to renounce the use of non-state-sanctioned violence for political ends, but ended up widely admired around the world. Two current issues are sparking more debate on this. Here in the UK, there are many people being arrested for holding pieces of paper saying, "I support Palestine Action," a group that's campaigned on Gaza and which spray-painted some planes on a UK airbase. And then there are the ongoing military strikes by the United States on Venezuelan and Colombian boats accused of smuggling drugs, which the US justifies as strikes on a terrorist organisation with which it is at war. Ben Saul is the UN Special Rapporteur on Counter-Terrorism. He's been thinking about these issues for many, many years. So, how would he define terrorism?
So as UN Special Rapporteur, we've had a working definition since about 2006, and we say it's certain kinds of criminal violence intended to intimidate a population or compel or coerce a government to do something, and the action must cause death or serious injury to persons.